What's going on, sports world? This is RW. Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. Today is my favorite day in the NBA. NBA All-Star Sunday. Love it. All-Star game, love it. All-Star weekend, love it. Been watching it for years. I remember all the All-Star games, all the players, the dunk contest winners, three-point contest winners. Back in the day, they used to have the Legends game before they had this sophomore rookie game. They had the Legends game. You're looking at Clyde Frazier, Earl the Pearl, Dave the Bush, son of the Bill Bradley, Dr. J, Bob Pettit, Moses Malone, all of them playing in the Legends game. Now there's a rookie sophomore game. Okay. Now, the NBA just put out their 75th NBA anniversary team. 75th. Now, back in 1996, it was the 50th NBA greatest players. 50th to commemorate the 50 years of the NBA, right? So now they added 25 more players. 75th year of the NBA existence, 75th anniversary. So as I'm looking on the list, and I'm looking at shooting guards. And I'm like, wait a minute, they're missing somebody. And the person they're missing, in the life of me, I don't understand how he is not on this list. 6'8", Tracy Lamar McGrady Jr. Yes, I said his whole name. I didn't say T-Mac. Tracy Lamar McGrady Jr. Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. And he's not on this list? You gotta be kidding me. Who in the heck? What media people, or whoever is doing the voting? See, this is what gets me mad. This is what gets me mad about the so-called media or people, the experts that knows about the NBA. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Seriously, I'm sorry. Seven out of 10 times, the people that do these voting don't know what they're talking about. So you leave out a seven-time NBA All-Star, two-time All-NBA first team, three-time All-NBA second team, two-time All-NBA third team, two-time NBA scoring champion, NBA most improved player in 2001. Parade All-American, McDonald's All-American, first team. This man, for 4 years, if you don't believe me, look it up. I remember 4 years from 2001, I believe, to 2005. He averaged 30 in the playoffs. 30 for each year. T-Mac. 30. So you guys, let's listen to my podcast right now. Can see why my voice is raised, why I sound like I'm irritated. Because this list, when it comes to shoe guards, is horrible. Seriously. Let's talk about two guards now. You know who the first two is. That's easy. Easy. Black Jesus. Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Easy. And you know who number two is? Which I don't say is number two. Michael Jordan 1A. Kobe's 1A as well. Black Mamba. Kobe being Bryant number two. Easily. So that's the two guards. You got 1A plus. You got 1A plus. One got six rings. One got five rings. Enough said. They buy their word speaks for itself. Jordan, Kobe, 1, 2. Now let's go to the list down. You got AI, number three. This is my pick. This is my list. Two guards, NBA 70th anniversary team. Now, Mike was on the 50th greatest team because Mike, the greatest player in the history of the NBA, hands down. So Mike will make everybody list. Mike was on the 1996 team. So now we got the 75th anniversary team. So Mike and Kobe, here go the two guards. Okay, T-Mac, you got Michael, Kobe, AI. There you go. That's right there. The answer, AI. I'm the truth like AI. The greatest little guard in the history of the NBA. So you got Mike Jordan, Black Mamba, and AI. T-Mac number four. Ain't no way in the world I'm picking other people over T-Mac in this one. I just gave you his credentials. I gave you his credentials. Want me to say them again? I don't got a problem saying them again. Want me to say it again? I'm going to say it in a short version. Okay? A short version. Very easy. Very, very sound. Again, first team pre-All-American in high school. McDonald's All-American first team. Mr. Basketball, USA Basketball. Huh? NBA Most Improved Player in 2001. Two-time NBA scoring champion, 03 and 04. Two-time NBA All-Third Team, 05 and 08. All-NBA Second Team, 2001, 2004, 2007. Two-time All-NBA First Team, 2002, 2003. Seven-time NBA All-Star, 2001 to 2007. And you mean to tell me this man is not on this list? Are you serious? You got, again, four straight years, average 30 in the playoffs. 30. You got to be kidding me. Two-time scoring champ, 32.1 points a game. The other year, 28.0. Are you serious? Now, you mean to tell me. Now, you got Jordan, Kobe, and AI. Bam. They go T-Mac. Bam. So, you mean to tell me James Harden better than Tracy McGrady? Are you serious? You mean to tell me Dwayne Wade better than Tracy McGrady? Are you serious? Dwayne Wade's great. He's going to the Hall of Fame one day. He's great. But he ain't over T-Mac. Sorry. That's my opinion. If T-Mac back problems didn't stop him, the 18,000 career points would have been 27,000 career points. So 28,000 career points easily. Easily. So you got James Harden over Tracy McGrady. Shooting guard. You got Dwayne Wade over Tracy McGrady. Shooting guard. You got Reggie Miller over Tracy McGrady. Reggie Miller ain't better than Tracy McGrady. And so ain't Ray Allen's not better than Tracy McGrady either. Yes, Ray Allen's not a better player than Tracy McGrady. Ray Allen can shoot. Okay. Reggie Miller can shoot. Okay. Tracy McGrady can play below the rim, above the rim. 6'8 will break you down. Do what he got to do. Mid-range games is crazy. Three-point shot, crazy. Go on the post if you want to. Use left hand, right hand. We'll dunk on you. He had the total package. He was raw. Raw, uncut, cane sugar. Seriously. T-Mac was a problem. And on this list right here, you got these players over him. Steve Nash? I'm sorry, he's a point guard. Apologize, but okay. Steve Nash, you know, point guard. I get it. Clyde Drexler ain't better than Tracy McGrady. I don't care what y'all say. Clyde couldn't go left to save his life. Sorry. Clyde ain't better than Tracy McGrady. Come on now. Let's be real about this. Now, the other guards, you know, they was already on the list. That's Magic. I'm sorry, that's Michael Jordan. The other two guards, they was on the list. I'm not touching them. That's Jerry West and Rick Barry. You crazy. The logo, I ain't. No. They're on the other list. The man is the logo. Elgin Bella, I'm not. That's different. Class of their own. But Reggie Miller and James Harden, Dwayne Wade should not be on that list. And Tracy McGrady's not on that list. That's the honest truth. That's the honest truth. I don't understand it. All right, I'm going to throw another guard in here. Point guard / two guard. Russell Westbrook on that list? Are you serious? Russell Westbrook's on that list over Tracy McGrady? How's Russell Westbrook on the list? That's crazy. Might as well put Klay Thompson on the list and Russell Westbrook on the list. I get it. The triple doubles three times. I get it. But what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? And I'm a Laker friend. I bleed purple and gold. What are you doing now? Okay. Let's get back on the subject. I ain't going to talk about Russell Westbrook. He get talked about the media enough. Now, let's get back to this. Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady and Kobe Bryant at that time. Allen Iverson too, but Tracy McGrady and Kobe Bryant. You talking about 1-2 guard in the East and 1-2 guard in the West? And Tracy McGrady could hold his own against the Black man, but a lot of people couldn't hold their own. Tracy and AI, the only ones that can hold their own against the Black man, but that's real about this. I see Tracy McGrady kill Ray Allen. I see Tracy McGrady give out work to Reggie Miller. Hey, in this day and age, what he would do to James Harden? Come on, man. This is ridiculous. These NBA people need to stop. Stop. I'm sorry. The NBA so-called media, the Bleacher Report people, and all this other stuff, they need to just cut this out. This is ridiculous. Where is they getting this stuff from? I mean, even Allen Iverson said it when they had the Allen Iverson versus T-Mac. How in the world he's not on this list? His body at work speaks for itself. Look at his highlight reel. Let me tell y'all something. There's three people in the history of the NBA that I seen and I watched that's not on this list because of injuries. And let me tell y'all something. When it was healthy, it was a wrecking crew. Anthony Penny Hardaway. If the knee problems didn't hinder him, Penny Hardaway would have been a first-time Hall of Famer. Easily. The next one, again, Tracy McGrady. Third, Grant Hill. Easily. Now, Grant Hill's a Hall of Famer. We get that. But the 75th anniversary team, he's not on this list because of injuries. You take the injuries away from Grant Hill. Okay, y'all see what Grant Hill did before the ankle injuries. For the low-top felines, you know, rolled his ankle, hindered his career. Penny Hardaway. Well, Michael Jordan retired in 1995. He took a break from the NBA. In my opinion, Penny Hardaway is the face of the league. In my opinion. From the end of 93, going into the 94 season, even Mike came back in 95, it was nobody better in the NBA, in my opinion, at the guard position, than Penny Hardaway. This man will break you down for the length of the court, left hand, right hand. He's seen the court. He could pass the ball. He dribbled. 6'9 point guard deluxe. He could shoot, post you up, mid-range game. He did it all. He was a point guard deluxe. Easily. Point guard deluxe. When Mike was going again, he was the face of the NBA, in my opinion. Off the court, Penny Hardaway, little Penny commercials, the Nike commercials, Tyra Banks in a commercial. Penny was that man. You don't believe me? Google it, YouTube it. I ain't making this up. I seen this for myself. Same thing with Grant Hill. Grant Hill ankle injury, that ankle injury that messed Grant Hill's career up. He was on his way, Mr. Detroit Piston. Grant Hill was almost a walking triple-double. Easily. The stuff that y'all see LeBron James do, Grant Hill was doing that. He was a smaller version. Left hand, right hand, crossover, dunk on you. Mr. Gentleman of the court, Mr. Gentleman off the court, Mr. Gentleman in the NBA. 4-year graduate, Duke University, 2 championship rings in Duke. Oh, yeah, Grant Hill was a problem. He was a problem. Back to T-Mac now. Tracy McGrady. Sitting on this list. Easily. They need to redo this list over. Especially at the guard position. And add Tracy McGrady on this. RW4 Core Press Podcast by Robert White. You can reach me at Robert_White_Magical76@AOL.com. You can listen to me on Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Anchor Podcasts. Peace and blessings. Enjoy the rest of your day.